This program is sponsored by Minutes of Truth.
Welcome to Minutes of Truth, hosted by Antoine Speller. Please enjoy.
To believe in Christ means to love Him. To believe in Christ means to live holy. To believe in Christ means to deny yourself in this old filthy flesh, which will return unto the ground. Where do you stand today? What are you doing with the temple of God? Are you honoring God? Or are you living in the flesh for a few moments of pleasure instead of honoring a holy God? I want you to really think about your life. If you can lay there in bed with someone and you're not married and it does not bother you, and you have not stopped. Or it may bother you because you know it's wrong. The Bible says, he that knoweth to do right, to do it good and do it for not, to him it is sin. You know it's wrong, but yet you continue. Whenever you do that, you're simply saying, I don't have the power to stop. And you are right. You don't have the power to stop because you have not let Christ into your heart. Because he breaks the bonds of sin and you will stop it. But if you continue to do it, planning to do it, and have not committed yourself wholly unto God to stop, he gives you the power to do it. He said, there's no temptation which taken upon man which God is not able to give you the way of escape. I'm praying to you today that you stop deceiving yourself and come to the light. Romans 10:9 says this, if thou shalt confess with thy mouth the Lord Jesus and shalt believe in thy heart that God raised him from the dead, thou shalt be saved. Stop fooling yourself. If the power of sin is still in your life and the bonds haven't been broken, as Jesus said, be not deceived. You shall not inherit the kingdom of God. But I love verse, let's go back to Corinthians. I'll end with Corinthians because I love that verse. 1 Corinthians 6:11. This should be your memory verse this week. And we'll close with this. 1 Corinthians 6:11. And such were some of you. Woo! He broke the power of sin, and such were some of you. But ye are washed, but ye are sanctified, but ye are justified in the name of the Lord Jesus and by the Spirit of our God. Let me read verse 12 there too. All things are lawful unto me, but all things are not expedient. All things are lawful for me, but I will not be brought under the power of any. In other words, he's saying, I'm not going, even though I could do it, I won't do it because it's going to bind me up. But we all know that he told us to flee fornication. He outright said to flee it. So this other verse was talking about other things you know you shouldn't be doing. It may not say, thou shalt not do this, thou shalt not do that. But you know you shouldn't do it. And it may be okay. It's maybe you don't know. But if it's going to bind you up and you become an offense to God's word, you know you shouldn't do it. So as we close today, to know, to be saved, you must believe in Christ simply. And that belief includes repentance because you'll stop what you're doing. So let's go ahead and close out in prayer, and we thank you. If you have any questions, please contact me at minutesoftruth.org. And we thank you, Father, which art in heaven, Lord. We thank you for your word today. Oh, Lord God, it was a stern word, and Lord God, we all needed it. We pray right now that it had touched somebody's hearts, and minds have been changed for you. We ask all this in your Son, Christ Jesus' name. Amen. Remember, know ye not that your body is the temple of the Holy Ghost.
Thank you for listening to Minutes of Truth. For more information, go to our website, minutesoftruth.org. And remember, God's word is life.
This program is sponsored by Minutes of Truth.